Hello and welcome to Glorious Living. I'm Kathy Duplantis, and it blesses me so much to know that you're joining in today and you're going to be part of today's program. Chrissy's here with me as well.
Yes, hello, Miss Kathy.
Hello, hello.
Hello, everybody out there watching.
Yes, we're so glad you're here. You know, we just come out of our glorious conference.
Yes.
It was so powerful.
It really was. So many people watching from all over the world. It's so amazing how technology, I mean, even though they weren't with us physically in the house, they felt the presence of God across the airwaves in their living
rooms.
That's
so true, because everybody that came expecting, and there was a spirit of faith in the house, and it was contagious.
It was contagious.
I remember reading some testimonies about how people could feel it in their living room.
I found that exact testimony,
and
I want to share it. Yes, it was from YouTube, from AJ. She says, "Thank you, Lord. Powerful worship music. The atmosphere at Glorious is absolutely anointed, and it's in my living room right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Kathy, for being faithful to the Lord. Your teachings are having a ripple effect within my family. Love the beauty you created within the conference. Team JDM, thank you for all you do." It was such a beautiful conference all around.
You know, because this was the 25th, it was 25 years since I began the first conference, so I wanted to celebrate. And because of that, I wanted to really be all so special. And so, of course, I brought in the team.
Of course.
That's Tammy and Carrie. Yeah. And they're here again today. We're excited to welcome the beautiful ladies of Simply Put, Carrie Peace and Tammy Pigeon, back to the program. This is their sixth time on Glorious Living, and we just love having them to join us in Studio C. Carrie and Tammy are here today to discuss our 2024 conference, Glorious, and celebrate all the wonderful things that God has done. Thank you, girls, for coming back.
Oh, thank you for having us.
And looking so beautiful in your pink Glorious
shirts.
That's
right, our Glorious
t-shirts. Tell you
t-shirt.
What, the t-shirts and the sweatshirts we wore,
wear,
they were such a hit.
They are a hit.
I agree.
Yeah. And they look good, and you mix and match. You got yours with jeans and a jacket, and the white
you
pants.
You girls have style, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Every time I see you guys, I'm like, wow. I got to get it together, Chrissy. Come on. Like, get put coordinated. Thank you. But I mean, you're just so inspirational, not only with your designs and your decor, your style, but your faith is so inspirational, too. So we love having you on here.
Thank you.
Well, I remember when we started talking about Glorious 2024 last year, you know, right now we're already making plans for our 2025.
Yes.
You don't want to miss that.
Uh-huh.
The dates will be on the screen sometime, probably. But we're already promoting it on other platforms.
But
it's going to be great. But this year, because of celebration, we got together and we talked, and God gave y'all ideas. Let's talk about how that all came about.
Okay, can I just backtrack a little bit?
Sure.
So I just wanted to tell you, we are so deeply honored to be part of it.
Right.
I mean, we are so inspired by you and your
beautiful
commitment. And it's so true, your commitment to God, to reaching people, changing lives one soul at a time.
Praise God.
This morning I was praying about it, and I thought about being a fisher of men, fishers of men. And I said, well, in Cassie's case, you're a fisher of women.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. And then I got really funny with God. I said, just think about, men were always the fishermen. You never had a fisherwoman back then. Mm. But could you imagine, I picture you pulling up in your big pink vessel, probably named Glorious.
Yeah, Gloria.
And of course, Carrie and I would have pink bows and all the fishing poles, right?
That is so
We throw out a big pink net.
Right, I'm sure it had
glitter with it. Yeah, just throw
and
it
And I just laughed by myself this morning, and I said, I just have to share that with you because you really do inspire
so many women.
True.
I mean, Saturday morning, when we knew it was your 25th, I was at the first Glorious conference.
Wow.
And the power of God hit, and we were both just so excited to be part of it, that we are reaching people and changing lives. Mm-hmm. You said make it a memory.
Yes.
Make it a memory, right? And people will remember. So that's what we did, correct, Carrie?
Absolutely.
I love that.
But y'all look like you have so much fun doing it.
I know
it's a lot of work. I don't have the time to do it. So I'm so glad that God connected us together to do this project. And it was over the top. I love the way you did the photo wall, as usual. You decorated the foyer. So right, and actually outside the church, before they came into the church, they saw balloons outside, and they saw some decorations in the flower pot. So we just wanted, I'm so glad you took such a great care with it, because I wanted the ladies that came, and some men came as well, of course, but to just feel welcome and celebrated. We want to celebrate them.
Yes, exactly.
And I think
loved your theme. Mm-hmm. So when you gave us the themes, we were like, okay, well, this is good because it's a celebration. So we thought, everywhere they want to look, they want to feel celebrated.
Yeah.
Know that, okay, this is a celebration. So we took that theme and then we painted a picture. Okay, what do you want to see? So we went by your shirts. We knew your shirts were pink. So we looked at the word, what the word pink means. Pink means love, compassion, and nurture. Mm-hmm. Then it symbolizes a feeling of, what's the feeling of, what was the feeling that symbolizes the feeling? I don't remember now.
I don't know, but pink is not just a color, it's an attitude.
It's an attitude.
That
is
good. Yeah. I have that on a so pillow good. in my house, somewhere, one of my chairs in my closet, I think, but it's so
right.
nice.
It's so
and then
true.
The bows. Because what does a bow symbolize? I mean, a bow, you know, they say yes. It symbolizes unity, loyalty, strength for a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it just so happened that Carrie and I always feel like, so I guess from the beginning when we saw your first promos, we kept seeing the fireworks. Mm-hmm. Yes. So it kind of threw us for a loop.
Yeah.
Like, how are we going to pull this off? How are we going to pull this off? And then, you know, you said God gives you a vision and he gives you everything you need
that's
to carry
so
it
true.
Out. And that's what we went with. So people really may not know Carrie and I's history, but Carrie and I live an hour away from each other. Uh-huh. So it's very difficult for us to get together and say, let's just have a 15-minute meeting. So it's texts, it's through so many other platforms. You know, Instagram will send each other pictures, and then it just comes together. I will say, okay, let's pray about it tonight. And we wake up the next morning, and our phones blow up.
We always have the same vision as well.
Yeah.
Because I love what you said, Kathy, on, I think it was Saturday, you said, when God calls you to do something, he will equip you with the tools and the anointing.
That was so powerful.
So the tools were all of our, the disco balls and the flowers and the bows. That was all of our tools we had. Mm-hmm. And then the anointing, we just would pray. God just show us. And we would go to one thing, to the next, and then everything would evolve. So I love that. That was like, that was confirmation Saturday when you said that.
I love hearing that you pray about it, you know, as a creative person. Mm-hmm. And you're a business owner. So there's a lot of times where people are like, well, how does it just come to you like that? You have to spend time with the Lord as a woman of God in business or, you know, entrepreneur, creative person. And you ask, okay, let's do some research behind this. What does pink mean? What do bows symbolize? I do the same thing often with my jewelry to put a meaning with each of it. And even though you're explaining it now to everyone, they might not have thought that when they saw everything. It just makes the anointing pop out even more. Knowing that you went to God and you said, Lord, what do you want for this conference? And it came across beautifully. And I know all the women just loved it. I love going on Facebook. You can click hashtag Glorious 2024 and see all of the photos that were posted by people who attended.
Yeah.
And the smiles on their faces were just, you can tell they felt celebrated. Yeah. It really was awesome.
Well, that's what it's all about. Well, I said, you know, I sat back and thought, let's talk about a party, right? That's what we went with. Every woman would love to have walked into that and that been their own party. And it really was.
Well, there was a lady there that it was actually her birthday.
It was.
She told me, thank you for throwing me a party.
Yeah, she had her cake there too. She took a photo with it.
That is so sweet. Lots of selfies going on in the house.
And that's what we want. Yeah, even as far as the mirrored balls, like that was a reflection of the light of God, like Jesus' light.
Wonderful.
Like there were so many hidden elements that we threw in. You know, and then we just took it one step further. And we're very detail oriented.
Yeah.
It's like if you could walk around the platform and see, you know, we had party hats. I don't know if anyone noticed that. Cupcakes. And then, of course, the cake.
Oh, yes.
The cake. We don't know how we came up with that.
What's a party without a cake?
We had two cakes, actually. The cake on the right side as well.
The small one.
Cake.
Yeah.
So. And the candelabras and the candles. Yeah. So elegant with the pearls and the ribbons. Mm-hmm. It's all girly. Mm-hmm. And even the men didn't feel too inhibited, I think, because it was some reason to celebrate.
Yes.
And all of it really came out of my heart because of the scriptures, which was our theme scripture in Luke chapter 15. How Jesus taught us that anytime anyone's born is born again, the Father says, let's celebrate to all the angels. So there's a celebration in heaven when we're born again. Mm-hmm. So I wanted people to realize how precious their salvation was to God. Mm-hmm. And those who didn't know God, how God would do that. And not only that, the fact that Jesus went to heaven and he's preparing another celebration when we all get up there in heaven. That's a place that celebrates. So my first Friday night message was, it's time to celebrate. And then on Saturday, the Lord gave me a message about how we were empowered to witness, because it's not enough to just be happy and enjoy your life. You want others to bring, come to the party, to celebrate their
experience.
Life, to realize that they can celebrate life. You know, there are so many problems that some people encounter in life and they give up, but we wanted that. I believe that this conference was an encouragement to people to celebrate their life and realize that God has even more in store for them.
Yes. I agree with you, especially for women. mean, if you think about, and I think we've talked about this before, all the different hats we wear.
Oh, goodness.
Mother,
yes.
Wife, daughter, friend. I could go on. Chauffeur, chef.
Chauffeur, yeah.
You know, and I mean, a woman really does. I know so many women that just are so beat down.
Yeah.
And that is one of our missions, to make sure everyone feels good about, we need to be celebrated. Let's feel good about yourself. We are worthy.
Oh,
we
yes.
are worthy of
no
it
matter
all,
what.
But sometimes we don't realize it. And I think people left Saturday morning realizing that.
Yeah. And I love when you often say it could be a glorious celebration every day.
Every day.
Like,
right.
Every day you feel good about yourself, like you're saying, realize you're a daughter of the Most High King. That, to me, when we start saying those things and opening our word and reading that daily, we discover that fresh every moment, then that empowers us to keep going and be all those different things.
Right.
That we can have it all and we can do it through Him. Because nothing's impossible. Possible right. with God. So
that's so good. I love that. You know, one of the main scriptures on Friday night that I had was it's in Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. In the King James, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always." And again, I say rejoice. So we don't have a choice. It's a command. We got to rejoice. But I think it was the Passion Translation that I did read from that talked to, it said, be cheerful, have a joyous celebration. And so we have to realize that we're in charge of our own future, our own joy. Don't let the day rob you of your joy and your happiness. You can make a choice to rejoice.
Mm-hmm.
You can make a choice to celebrate. Mm-hmm. And it really is. And it's a habit, because people get in a habit of complaining, a habit of grumbling. But in the same way, you could flip it around and get in the habit of being happy and being joyful.
Yes.
And then getting in that atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So coming to the meeting, it's great. I love that they can watch it on TV, on social media. But coming to the conference, and then when you walk in, like you was talking about smiling a lot, you start smiling, and then you feel like, okay, guess what? Everything's like lifted off of me. And you're getting that atmosphere, and you smile, and you meet people who are happy. And we were sitting in the pew Saturday, and this whole world of women come in, and they all sit down, and they had on T-shirts, and the back of the T-shirt said, "Women on the Move."
Women on the Move.
Uh-huh. And I said, "Women, that's us. That's
I'm like, we, I wanted to tap her in the shoulder and say, can we have
women? We're women on the move, too.
We're women on the move.
You are Women on the Move Church, and I think it was Alabama.
Oh, how
thank you. Thank you. Because you really ministered to
them. They were inspiration.
Yeah, they were inspiration.
One of the ladies won the purse on Saturday, the Louis Vuitton purse.
That's right.
So, yes,
that's
so get in that atmosphere, because it's contagious, and you're in the atmosphere of faith, like you were talking about earlier, and it's just a contagious, and everybody's happy, and by the end of the service, you're like, all the cares are lifted. All the cares you walk in are lifted because it's contagious.
Yeah, we had gifts online that we gave away.
Yes.
But in the house, we had 10 gifts, one on Friday. Because at a party, you always have the
gifts.
So there were 10 gifts. And normally at our conferences, y'all know, and maybe if you've come before, you may have seen them, we have like what's in your purse games
or
stuff like this.
Your phone.
And I had it on my heart this year, and I told Chrissy, and I may have thrown them for a loop. It was
a little
different twist.
We're always ready.
But I said, I don't want to do the purse game. I don't want to do the phone game, because I had a concern that maybe some people who couldn't run to the front, or maybe they were sitting farther back and they could never seem to make it to the front, and they had that same thing in their purse.
That's right. It's
and they'd
true.
Be frustrated. Not only that, I had God put it upon my heart, and I may not do this every year, but to give a nice Louis Vuitton purse
that I
purchased for to give away, one on Friday night, one on Saturday night. Just my celebration was to give. And so I didn't want them to be beaten up on one another.
Because those ladies were
they would have saw that bag.
We had some close calls in past years. I thought, let's pull a little ticket and then read the number out, and it seemed to work out.
I think it worked out wonderful. And just even seeing them walk when those purses were won. Just to see the joy on their faces, knowing they won that special gift from you, Miss Kathy, and then the joy in everybody else watching it. You know, it's just good to see people receive
and
from
all
God,
the other gifts,
the blessings.
Like 10 gifts,
yes.
for goodness sake. And that was blessed by to be able to give those away. People donated those as well.
Mm-hmm. So you donated your prayer bowl as well, the Simply Believe.
Yes.
They're so beautiful, those bowls.
You.
And
thank
take
you.
A little piece of the Simply Put ladies and put it in your home. I have one in Sophia's room, which is beautiful. And so it's good to see all of the creativity. I think that's what my favorite part about your business is knowing that it was a download from heaven, that you stepped into your yes, like we often say with Simply Put, and you decided, I'm going to do it. We're going to do it. And look how far it's come. I think you actually launched your business and then came on the show like right when you, that
right.
week.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I basically kicked him out of there. Yes.
You kicked us out of the pink fishing boat.
Sometimes you need to, though. You know,
that's what friends do.
That's what friends do.
You know, and y'all, I knew you were going to do it, but it was the timing was right.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's, and that's the way it is with most of the dreams that we have. They start maybe years before they actually begin. There's a growing time. There's a time where you have to meditate and think about, because I remember teaching my message, I think it's in one of my books, Suited for Success, Beware of the Dream Killers. Yeah. And so dreams come in seed form. And so there's that first stage, which is conception. Mm-hmm. So of course it has to be conceived. Mm-hmm. And then there's perception, which means you have to think about it. You have to plan all of it. How is this going to come to pass? All the details, thinking it through in your head like y'all do when you plan for every conference. And I know you're already planning for 25.
Absolutely.
25 is going to have like a treasure theme. So it's going to be beautiful.
You know I love treasures. I love stones and I love,
I know God's going to give you ideas.
Iridescence, prettiness.
Yeah. Conception, perception, and then reception. You have to, then it has to manifest. You know, you can't just be pregnant all your life with an idea.
Oh, no.
You got to deliver.
You can't be pregnant all your life.
But there comes a time when you got to deliver, whether it's a child or a dream or whatever vision, whatever it is. So it's important to make sure that it is stages that happen.
I agree with you, but you know, that's where your faith really comes in, because it does get discouraging at times.
Yes, yes.
When you say when God, I mean, that's not when God, but that's where you have to step up your faith. Mm-hmm. That's your job. Mm-hmm. Like you're saying, you know, some things we're in charge of. We're in charge of our happiness.
Mm-hmm. So good.
You know, we're in charge of our future. So that's where you really, really have to step in. And it's great to be around like-minded people.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, we need those encouragers.
Absolutely.
People that spark our imagination and our desires and our dreams. People that speak to our faith. You know, Bible talks about how we have like precious faith. And I like being with people that are happy and joyful.
Me too.
Right. And you know, nobody wants to be around old grump.
No. Put a smile on
your face. I told
Jesse
the other day, as he gets older, so you know there's a phrase called grumpy old men.
That's a movie, actually. That's a good one.
I said, they got it from somewhere, so don't fall into that trap. I think we got a president that's kind of that way right now.
I don't say grumpy. I say grouchy. That's my word, grouchy.
Grouchy's just as bad.
Yeah. We're
going to be happy. I want every day of my life to be happy.
Right. Me too.
Filled with joy.
I love that.
Go and celebrate what God has done and what he's going to do. And that's where faith comes in. It's like you might be walking out something that you never thought you would be doing, and you feeling the pain and the heartache, but knowing that, guess what? He's going to take me through it. I'm going to walk through it. Like Boss often says, I'm not going to sit there and camp there. I'm just going to push through. Mm-hmm. And knowing, you know, my celebration is right there. And all I have to do is take God's hand, and he's going to guide me through it. And to me, that's the best part of this ministry, is knowing that there's nothing impossible with God. And we say it on every program. It's our theme. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. But you have to hear it each and every day, because the enemy, he comes in trying to discourage, but he's never going to win.
Faith comes by hearing.
Yeah, faith comes by
hearing. Well, like you always say, the end result. What does Jesse say? We know what the end result is. It's victory.
Yes.
I mean, we already knew the end result.
Yeah, we read the back of the book.
That's right.
We're blessed because we read it.
We read it.
We win. We're a victory going somewhere to happen. I often say I'm anointed to win and impossible to curse.
Yeah.
I'm blessed going in and blessed going out.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. I'm too blessed to be stressed.
Right.
You know, there are phrases like that you, God can give you, that you can take ownership of, that will really help you to move beyond this. If you're in a point of discouragement, that'll help you that'll lift your faith. God says that the word tells that he's our glory and the lifter of our head. He's not going to put you down. If you're feeling discouraged or despondent, that's not God. God's not doing that. He's always coming to give you ideas, concepts, insights that will lift you up. yeah. higher and
higher. And he does.
He definitely
does. He does. You just need to listen.
And you're a testimony of that, too, because you stepped into your yes with Simply Put. And from right. that, and Simply Believe right. came forth. And I know you have other plans and visions and things that are inside of you. And that's just such an encouragement, because some people think, well, I accomplished that years ago. I accomplished my dream, and that's done or past my prime. And that was actually one of the questions on the Glorious Talk mm-hmm. panel, was a lady who felt like, you know, that dream didn't come to pass when she was younger and that she was past her prime. And Boss was saying, you're sabotaging yourself with your words. Mm-hmm. You're saying, I'm past my prime. It's over. Start saying good things mm-hmm. to yourself as you're driving in your car. Start talking to the Lord and mm-hmm. saying, oh, this is going to be a great day, instead of saying, oh, Lord, I have to encounter this person today. Think about how you can minister and be a light to these people. And then the glorious celebration will just come on through you out to mm-hmm. others. Like we say, it's contagious.
If you feel like you're getting older, you say the scriptures, Tammy said earlier, my youth is renewed like the eagles.
Yeah.
It's never too late. Yeah, that's right? Right?
Yeah, and one of the scriptures that I think it was Friday night, how about we can be cheerful in every season of life. Mm-hmm. And I think that is Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 in the Passion Translation, how you're to be cheerful and have a joyous celebration during every season of life.
No matter
so
what.
I'm not young anymore. I'm 71.
You're still young.
But I'm enjoying this season of my life, and every season of our life can be enjoyed. In fact, we're just temporary residents on here. I've often said, heard that aging is just a reminder that this is not our home.
Yeah.
We're not supposed to be here. Yeah. We're eternal beings. Ooh, and we're going to go to heaven. Awesome. We're going to get a new body and hopefully a new
face.
A little more than a facial.
A little
upgrade.
Right?
But we're going to awesome. be, we're eternal beings. But while we're here on this earth, we do have an assignment. We're to be the best we can be and
yes.
serve the Lord and share His gospels in all the different ways that we do it.
We do.
Glorious is just one of the things that we do. We put on this annual conference every year, and it's in March. Now, when we first started doing it 25 years ago, it was in October. But a few years back, we switched it to March, and I think it was because of a storm that had come through. But the dates for next year, I think they're putting it on their screen for it, is March the 7th on a Friday night at 7 p.m. and March the 8th at 9 a.m. And again, registration and admission are always free for all the conferences, and it'll be, again, right here at JDM International Headquarters.
Yes.
It's going to be so much fun. And all of these things that we do, whether it be the program, conferences, because we never charge for anything that we do, it's always open to everyone, and we always give blessings to them with gifts and things like that, of course, at the women's conferences. But that's all made possible by our wonderful partners.
Oh,
yes. So we appreciate you, partners. Thank you for being a part of everything that we do. If you're not a partner, you can do that by going to jdm.org, PayPal, Text to Give, or select giving on the JDM app, or you can mail in a donation. But we love our partners, and you guys are partners too.
Absolutely.
Always, and we appreciate your partnership and your support. And just thank you for being my friends.
Oh,
thank you for being
my
friend.
I can't sing, but I'm like,
she's the singer.
She's the singer, right?
But we can do the dance.
I'm bringing it back up.
Oh, I'll back up. Like the Supremes.
And I love the celebration song I was saying.
Oh,
celebrate
yes.
good times. Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Because
we just need that. We need a little pep in our set. We had the balloon drop.
Friday night.
That was such a little surprise. Nice, ladies were walking out with their balloons, holding them, and just, I don't know, the whole experience every year just seems to get better and better.
Yeah,
so I know next year is going to be even better.
Right.
And guess what? It is on my birthday, the Friday night, March 7th.
Yes.
So that will be my birthday party.
We'll throw a party for you.
Thank you, Jesus. With the jewels. Well, you know
jewels.
She
likes the jewels.
I love jewelry.
Right?
And I had the opportunity to donate a necklace and actually two
beautiful
sets.
Jewelry.
And I remember, I think it was the ministry time on Saturday, I was just so filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
The atmosphere was just charged with the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the lady that won the night before walk up with her necklace on. And that
sweet.
Just blessed me so much, knowing that I could make her smile. She wore that necklace. And it just brought everything full circle. And God reminded you, you know, that's your gift and you're doing it for the kingdom of God. And you have a gift, too, that God wants to give. He wants to bless others through you. So I just love that you're both here today to keep encouraging people to walk in the gift that God anointed them for. Because, you know, the enemy might want to say, oh, you don't have any talent or you have nothing to give. And that is a lie. Yeah. We all have something precious that God wants us to share with others in our lives. So.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be anything big. I mean, of course, we'd all love to be Kathy DePlantis, right?
Yes.
Reaching so many people.
Yes.
But we just fit right in. Do you know what I'm saying? We're doing our part that God has called us to do.
In our corner of the world.
Right. So when we all come together, look what happens. I mean, the conference was glorious. Heaven on earth.
Heaven on earth.
My phrase for the year. Why can't we have heaven on earth?
You can.
And it could be the little things. The other day, so this is so simple. The other day, I was fixing myself a glass of... It wasn't juice. It wasn't water. I actually think it was kefir. And I pulled out this old glass. And then I went in my china cabinet and pulled out a really pretty glass. And filled it with that. Dropped a strawberry in it. And it just made me feel so good. So simple.
Simple things, right?
Simple things.
Simply put it there.
It was pink. It was pink.
Oh, I have it. Pink, a feeling of warmth. That's what it is.
Oh, good. Yes. Glad you remembered it.
Feeling of warmth.
And it does.
It did feel like that when you walked in the sanctuary. Like you were warm. You felt loved.
You were welcomed.
Wrapped the arms around you.
I love that.
Yeah, a little warm.
I mean, we saw people's faces from the minute they hit the door. Mm-hmm. And it was just wonderful to see that smile.
Yeah, and I love the fact that this is really an example of what heaven's going to be like. Yeah, I believe that there's an anticipation in heaven for us when we come back. And I hope that got communicated at the conference. How important our salvation is, you know. And if you don't know Jesus, you can know him today. Maybe you're watching. I know these fees just drop in. Maybe you're watching. You don't realize why you're watching, but it's because God drew you here, because he has a great, beautiful plan for your life. And it's so simple to know him. You just say, Jesus, forgive me my sin. Come into my life. I repent. I want to live for you. And when you say that with your heart, even if it's different types of words, you're born again, and you have the promise of having a celebration in heaven for eternity.
Oh, yes.
So that's what it's all about. That's why we put on Glorious. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're going to put another one on in 2025.
That's why we do our
visionary conference. That's going to be in July. And y'all are going to help me decorate that as well.
Mm-hmm. Working on that, too.
The phone started going back and forth this morning.
That is so exciting. It's coming up quick.
Making plans. Thank you, girls, for being an inspiration. Aww. You know, I think just the fact that you work together the way you do is an inspiration to others that are watching to know that even if maybe what your vision is, it's not to be by yourself, but maybe there's someone else, maybe a group of people that will come together and put on to start a business or do something.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just step on out there. God will meet you right where you are.
He sure will.
And you couldn't do it without your staff. They're so wonderful.
Thanks for remembering that. It's a team effort.
Everything that we did. No one knows what goes on behind the scenes.
Right. And they were wonderful.
And everybody was committed to excellence.
Excellence.
Everybody did it because, as unto the Lord, but also because they loved the ladies that would be coming, the men that would be coming to all these conferences. It's about showing the love of Jesus. And people say they sense it when they drive onto the property, and we believe they leave changed.
They do.
That's why we do.
Of course, they do.
Well, praise God. Well, thank you, girls, for coming back.
Thank
the
you
time
for having
always
us.
Goes
thank
by.
You.
So
I know we have such a fun so time together. Right. Thank you both for your friendship, for your hard work, and just for being lights to us.
Thank you. We feel the same about both of you.
Thank you.
And you know, here we are in Studio Seattle. I got to remind you, they're the ones who decorated it,
put
it all together. I had the vision for it, but they had the expertise and the gift.
Beautiful.
To do it. So thank you again for keeping this, making this place what it is.
And you had all the beautiful things. You had all the treasures.
Treasures from heaven.
You see,
2025 is going to be the treasures.
We say that all the time, huh? About having we have hidden treasures.
Yeah.
Kathy always has hidden treasures.
So I know the Holy Spirit's already preparing what's all going to happen next year. On March the 7th and March the 8th in 2025, you do not want to miss it.
Hallelujah.
You can make plans now. Maybe you watched online. Yeah. It's important that you're here.
Yes,
we're
going
to be looking for you.
Yeah. Right. I encourage everyone to come because Saturday morning, the anointing was so strong. I know it went out through the airwaves, but just being there.
Yeah,
the presence. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So really, if you can, make an effort to be here next year because it will change your life.
Yeah. It will.
Yeah, we'll be looking for you.
Ready.
Amen. And thank you again for being here.
Thank you, Kathy.
We've run out of time, but it's always a blessing when y'all get to come. Mm-hmm. God bless you girls so much. I know that God has great things ahead for your business.
Before we go,
I know it's a little over time, but we didn't pray for our viewers specifically, Lord, for all of them. Father, I thank you for every person that's been watching today along with us on all these different platforms. We send the word of God out to them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that they're called by you to step out into their and to fulfill the vision and the plan that you have for their life. Touch them today. Strengthen them, Lord. If they're sick in their body, Lord, heal them in Jesus' name. Lord, whatever's concerning them, Lord, I pray that you perfect it now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Well, that was a glorious prayer.
It was wonderful. Well, thank you again, Kathy.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for being here.
It's really an honor. Oh, really is.
Blesses us so much. And thank you for watching today. I believe that you've been blessed today. Be sure and watch next week when I have another Glorious Living program that'll be special just for you. Bye-bye.